NASA's decision to reshape the Artemis IV lunar landing architecture represents a significant shift in America's moon exploration strategy. Instead of the planned rendezvous in lunar space, Starship will now dock with Orion in Earth orbit before flying crews to the moon. This change suggests NASA is prioritizing safety and operational simplicity over the more complex orbital mechanics they originally envisioned.
The business implications of this architectural change are substantial for SpaceX, which just completed their record-breaking IPO. Starship's expanded role in the Artemis program could justify higher valuations for SpaceX's space exploration capabilities, particularly since NASA is essentially betting America's lunar program on SpaceX technology rather than traditional aerospace contractors.
The new blood test, capable of screening nearly 23,000 fetal genes without invasive procedures, represents a quantum leap in prenatal diagnostics. Traditional genetic screening requires amniocentesis or chorionic villus sampling, both of which carry small but real risks of pregnancy complications. A comprehensive blood test could democratize advanced prenatal care and significantly reduce maternal anxiety during pregnancy.
From a healthcare economics perspective, comprehensive non-invasive prenatal genetic screening could transform insurance coverage decisions and healthcare costs. If insurers can predict genetic conditions earlier and more accurately, it could lead to better outcomes through early intervention, but it might also create new forms of genetic discrimination despite existing legal protections.
The fusion energy market's expansion to $73 billion reflects accelerating private and public investment in what many consider the ultimate clean energy technology. Multiple companies are approaching commercial viability for fusion power generation, and this market size suggests investors believe fusion could compete with traditional energy sources within the current decade, rather than remaining perpetually decades away.
The investment implications for traditional energy companies are significant if fusion technology actually achieves commercial breakthrough. Oil, natural gas, and even renewable energy companies could face fundamental disruption if fusion provides truly abundant, clean energy. The current market size suggests this transition could happen faster than most traditional energy investors are expecting.
The Chinese researchers identifying engine vulnerability in NASA's moon lander illustrates the increasingly international nature of space technology development. Chinese technical analysis of American space systems could represent either competitive intelligence gathering or genuine scientific cooperation on safety issues. Either way, it demonstrates how space exploration has become an arena for both collaboration and competition.
NASA's reliance on SpaceX for critical Artemis components creates interesting dependencies between public space exploration goals and private company performance. If SpaceX faces technical challenges or business disruptions, it could impact America's timeline for returning to the moon and maintaining competitiveness with China's lunar program.
The DR Congo Ebola outbreak reaching 782 cases with expansion to two additional health zones represents a serious escalation that international health authorities are closely monitoring. The region's political instability and limited healthcare infrastructure make disease containment extremely challenging, and cross-border transmission could quickly create a wider regional crisis.
From a global economic perspective, disease outbreaks in resource-rich regions like the DR Congo can disrupt mining operations and supply chains for critical materials needed in technology manufacturing. The country provides significant amounts of cobalt, essential for battery production, so health crises there can impact global clean energy and electric vehicle industries.
What's striking about today's science and health developments is how they illustrate both human ingenuity and vulnerability simultaneously. We're achieving remarkable advances in genetic screening, space exploration, and clean energy, while also facing persistent challenges with infectious disease control and international scientific cooperation in an era of geopolitical tension.